Hello, this is Rachel Hanke with today's transformation conversation. What to do when you're tired of thinking what to do? I've had a really busy mind the past few weeks. As I transition fully into my fearless transformation work, a lot of my old beliefs are just falling away. My work's changing form and I'm seeing what's helpful to my clients on a much deeper level than ever before. As a result, I've had a lot of thinking about my marketing and what I should or shouldn't be doing in this new space that I'm in. It's super inspiring on some days, and on others it feels really hard and confusing. Just being honest with you, as I've made a pact with myself to not perpetuate the myth that as a leader in your field or expert in your niche or whatever you want to call it, that you need to pretend you know everything and feel happy 100% of the time. I think we've got enough of that message buzzing about in the personal development field. So I've just decided to make a conscious effort not to add to it. And I share with you often in this transformation conversation and my understanding of how life and psychology really works that feelings are created by our thoughts. So I've been experiencing quite a bit of stress as a result of this busy mind and all of this overthinking about what I should or shouldn't be doing. What's different now is that I can see where this comes from. I can see how I'm creating my own stress. I'm still human and prone to fall into stressful thinking, but I'm more quickly able to help myself out of it. And this in turn has had me thinking about how tiring it is to keep thinking about what to do. Thinking about my thinking. I know you may be able to resonate when you, or you may see this now that I've pointed it out for you. You can see when you start actually judging your own thinking. So the upside of this is that it's given me a direction to help you in today. If I was Zen 100% of the time, I probably wouldn't be much use to you in this respect. But as I'm far from it, I can really point you in the direction of how your psychology really works and how this transformation conversation can help you just have a nicer experience as you grow your business, grow your career, or just look to get more out of whatever it is that you're doing. So I don't give many prescriptions these days, but there are some truths that can be really helpful to you. And that's what I want to share with you today. When you're tired of thinking what to do, just stop. When you start to have less respect for the intellect and for figuring stuff out, that gives your mind a chance to do what it's actually designed to do. Your mind is like an incredibly advanced piece of software, and it's designed to come up with a solution for you all on its own. And the way we kind of micromanage our minds and try and get in there and make things go faster and think that we need to figure everything out in a manual way reminds me of someone buying a really expensive, amazing Ferrari and then insisting on pushing it to make it go faster. As I say, your mind is perfectly designed to give you just the solutions that you need. But you've got to quieten down enough to allow it to do its job. I've talked about this in the Overthinking Your Marketing podcast that I did recently, where I talked about the front office and the back office. So there'll be a link for that on the blog if you want to go back and listen to that one. We've all got this endless information in our minds, and it can really get in the way of having any fresh thinking. So try putting your problem on the back burner. Just go and do something else. Give yourself a break, or just pick up a different piece of work or a different project, or go and meet somebody, you know, somebody else. Just get out of that space that you're in where you're trying to churn over the stuff that you already know and find an instant solution. and just getting, probably if you're anything like me, getting cross at yourself when you can't find it, and you just start then, you know, your thinking gets faster and faster, and as contrary to popular belief, that's less and less helpful for you. Lots of fast thinking is not the key to clarity and fresh new solutions. So just shove it on the back burner. May only be there for an hour and you'll see something new. May be there for a week. It may be there for a year. I don't know. But this is just so helpful in stepping away and allowing your mind to do what it's designed to do. Come up with this wonderful stuff that it can serve up to you that you just can't see when you're blinkered and stuck in this busy mind of, I must figure it all out now. I'm supposed to have all the answers and I need to know now. And finally, just stop beating yourself up. It's just so unproductive. And so many of us do it. We just so tough on ourselves. We think we're supposed to know the answers to everything. And that's not how it works. So just step away, shove your problem on the back burner, go do something else, and I promise you, you'll see something new. It may not be the full solution in one massive insight, but you'll start to get, as your mind quietens down, you'll start to get more of a sense of the possibility of how to solve your problem, or whether you need to get someone else to help you with your problem, or, you know, whatever it is for you. So today, I've got a beautiful quiet mind, and I have such respect for that now. I just didn't understand it before. I knew that I didn't feel happy when I was thinking a lot and stuck in my head and all of my busy thoughts, but I just didn't realize how much a quiet mind helps you just feel happier, more productive, and just able to see what's right in front of your nose. So developing that respect for a quiet mind, I think is the first step. When you just start to see it, you just start to see that there's no benefit in being stressed and fast and overthinking and just trying to squeeze out answers from the old information that is whizzing around your head. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to hear more from me, you can sign up for my newsletter, get updates of these transformation conversations and other goodies. That's at rachelhenker.com. Hope to speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.